My name is Dr. Michael Brown, and this is Three Words, a bite-sized podcast about the simple, strategic, and in this particular episode, the sacred choices that you can make in order to be fully alive. Today in the studio is my good friend Coach Tum, who talks about these three words: trust in God. Regardless of your perspective, regardless of your faith background, regardless of what you believe about God or the world around you, I think you will find this conversation fascinating because Tum is vulnerable, real, and truly himself as he talks about a friendship with God. Listen in now. Coach Tum, it is good to have you back in the Three Words podcast studio. This is our second episode. In fact, I was joking with my daughter-in-law. She said, Coach Tum is my favorite podcast episode person ever. But it's the voice, it's the presence, it's why we love having you in the studio because you have so many great, deep, insightful things to share. But since this is only your second episode, the first episode was Be Completely Honest. The second episode is going to be a little bit different. But before we get there, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first off, thanks for having me. It's good to be back on here. I kind of an honor to be on here with you. Oh. You know how I feel about you. So
thank you
for having me. Tum, got that nickname from my mom when I was a baby, but born and raised in Nassau, Bahamas. Moved to America when I was 13 years old to play basketball. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Phoenix. I've lived in Michigan. I've lived in Kansas, all over the place playing basketball. And now I'm a basketball coach, so that's kind of been my journey.
You've been a basketball coach for the last season in my hometown, and I get to be along on the journey with you as the life and performance coach, just coming alongside of coaches and the students and the players, just helping them become their best version off the court, which I know you care about deeply as well, because, and I think we're going to talk more about that as we kind of explore together these three words.
Trust in God.
You know, this has been quite a journey with Three Words Podcast. We have never had an episode where the most powerful word ever is in the three-word phrase, God. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about when I invited you to come back into a second conversation with me here in the studio, Tum, I was like, man, I want him to talk about what it looks like for him to trust in God. And obviously, I talk about you a lot. I mean, I spend time with a lot of coaches. I spend time with a lot of professional athletes, college athletes. But you seem to be someone who, despite what's happening on or off the court, you have this steadiness, you have this presence. And I know it's because you live out these three words, trust in God. So if I may, why are these three words so important to you?
Man, I mean, that's an honor, you know, to be on here, to be able to talk about this. I mean, it's a special thing, but I mean, trusting in God is very important to me. It's not always easy, you know what I mean? But I think it means a lot to me because it's a journey. And I think, you know, trust has to do with belief, you know, reliability, completely relying on someone. But I think the most important thing about trusting God is knowing him, right? Because you can't, to me, at least you can't trust someone you don't know, right? You know, when I was growing up, there was a saying, you know, you don't trust strangers. Right. Not you don't trust people. You don't trust strangers. And so I think with trusting God, you trust him when you know him. And right. That looks like spending time in the word. That looks like spending time in prayer. That looks like spending time with other people that are mature in the faith or people that you deem mature in the faith. And that's how you kind of grow to trust God. You know, it's been a process. You grow in that.
I'm going to pause right now my conversation with Tum to invite you to share this particular episode with someone who maybe that you would consider to be a spiritual seeker, someone who's questioning their faith, or someone who might be even a little bit skeptical, but you want to encourage to think more deeply about the existence and the qualities of God. Now back to the episode. So I'm presuming even for our listeners and viewers, there's probably some in this broad audience across the globe who tunes into Three Words Podcast. You're going to have folks of different faiths. You're going to have folks who would say, I don't even believe in God.
Yes.
You're speaking about God in a very interesting way as though he's personal.
Yes.
Because you said he's knowable and that you can trust him who you know. So talk to me about what you think is kind of the character, the qualities of this God that you can trust. Because trust is about the object, right? I mean, you can trust in a lot of different things. You're choosing to put your trust in God. So what do you believe to be true about God?
Well, I believe that he loves us, right? That he created all of us, and he wants a personal relationship with us. And like I said, through time in the Word, through time with other people, and even you can see a God in experiences. And so through time with all these different things, you gain an understanding of who he is. And people that have gone before you, people that you spend time with, they teach you all these little things about him. But I believe you can have a personal relationship with him. But I think the main thing is knowing that he loves you and he's created you. And then as you learn about him, you begin to trust him more.
Now, you use the term the Word, being in the Word. What exactly does that mean?
I'm talking about the Word of God, the Scriptures. And so when you spend time in the Bible and in the Scriptures, you get to know his character, you get to know his nature, you get to know his heart, you get to know his intent for you, for humanity, for everybody. And that's where you begin to trust him. You have to start by getting to know him. And that's what I believe you have to do in order to get to know him.
Now, you made a comment early on in our conversation, Tom, that it's not easy.
Yeah,
it's not easy to trust in God. When is it most difficult or challenging for you to trust in God?
Well, I think
when you're coaching.
I think it's most difficult or challenging when things aren't going the way you think they should go. I think that's pretty normal.
Chose a profession that is a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been there with you, and there's sometimes you're like, I'm watching you on the sidelines. I mean, things aren't going the way you had planned. The way you had scouted it out, the way the film said that it should go. But then I'm sure there's so many other times in life where it's just there. Things are not going as we planned.
Yeah. And I think when things aren't going the way you plan or you think they should go, I think that's when you just have to rest. You just have to rely on what you know about him. And he cares for you and that he loves you. And obviously everything is not going to go according to your plan or what you want to happen. But you just have to rest in those moments, remember who he is, and keep moving forward.
So you're now using a different word, but it sounds very similar to me. You're interchanging now this idea of trust in this idea of rest.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like resting in God and trusting in God is a very similar idea?
Oh, yeah. I believe so. Because when you know him, you trust him. And when you trust him, you can rest in him. Because even when things don't go the way you think they should, because you know who he is, you can rest. Because you know who he is, you know that everything is going to be okay. For example, I coach basketball. I try so hard every day to be the best I could be. But I know, like, even though I try as hard as I can, things aren't always going to go the way I think they should go. And so I just have to rest and rest in my work that I put in the time, effort, and energy to be the best I can be, but also knowing that it doesn't mean that things are going to be perfect. So I have to rest in my work and in the craft that I do every single day, not necessarily the results.
And you're tying this idea of rest and this idea of trust to the fact that you believe God is a God of love.
Yeah.
And that he loves us. You've now mentioned that several times, which in my mind, as I listen to you, it seems like that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know someone loves me, then I'm going to be more prone to trust them. If I know someone loves me, I'm going to be more apt to rest in them.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to feel God's love? You seem like you talk about God in such a personal way, in a non-religious way almost. I mean, would you consider yourself to be religious? Because you don't strike me as religious.
Yeah.
I guess I asked that question because just yesterday, I'm not exaggerating, mm-hmm. just yesterday, I was spending some time with a young man that I mentor here on campus, and he's like, you know, he wanted to ask a lot of questions,
mm-hmm.
and he just wanted to talk about a lot of things that were on his mind. He made a little list, and one of the things on his list was this idea of death mm-hmm. and this idea of religion, and he's like, where do you think we go after we die? Now, obviously, similar to you, I believe in God, and I believe in an afterlife, and I started talking about this. He goes, oh, so you're religious. I said, well,
yeah.
I wouldn't really consider myself religious, but I would consider myself extremely spiritual, and I would consider myself in a friendship with God, similar to you. I like the idea of a friendship with God. And for those who've been around DMB Coaching and Three Words Podcast, they're very familiar with what I talk about is the 12 dimensions of a person's life.
Yes.
One of those dimensions is a spiritual dimension. And as I talk about the spiritual dimension, people think about that differently. They process that differently. They work through that and conceptualize that differently.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, when they talk about it, they're running it through a religious frame. And they're running it through like, oh, well, I don't go to church much, or I don't go to synagogue much, or I don't go to the mosque much, or I was kind of grew up with religious parents. But this idea that you're talking about this like friendship and relationship and rest and trust,
yeah,
it seems like who wouldn't want that?
Right, right.
Why do you think people like don't want this, what you're talking about? It seems very appealing to me.
Yeah, well, you know, I think everything you said just now was extremely great, how you worded it. I mean, because I think when you talk about God, the first thing people ask you, are you religious? You know what I mean? And I think that's just the way things are. You know, religion is a big word. And so when you ask me if I'm religious, I want to say what you just said. I don't know if I'm religious, but I do think I have a relationship with the God of the universe who I believe created me and who I know loves me. And so I wouldn't use the word religious. I'm big on relationship.
So you're replacing the word religion with relationship.
Right.
Would you say then you're talking about trusting people, trusting God. Is it similar in the sense that you trust someone you know?
Yeah.
But how is it similar and how is it different?
Well, I was thinking about it, you know, anytime I get on the plane, I never ask what the pilot looks like. I don't know if it's a man. I don't know if it's a woman. I just get on the plane. I sit down. I put on my seatbelt and I just get on and I just go for the ride. Anytime I get on the bus when we're traveling, right, I never put the destination in my GPS, in my phone. I just get on the bus because I believe that the person that's driving the bus or the person that's flying the plane, I believe that one, they know how to get me where we're going. I believe that they know what they're doing. And so I never ask these questions because I trust them. Now, in a human sense, I don't know them. I don't know the intent of their heart. I don't know what they're thinking about. But some part of me, because I don't ask those questions, it means that I actually believe something. I trust that they're going to get me to the destination. And so I think when you think about it in terms of trust in God, it's different because you have to know him. And so if I could have faith and trust in a bus driver or in a pilot that I've never even met, why not him? And so I look at it like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I'm going to go deeper with you here because you said knowing him and you've talked about some different ways to know God. You've talked about the Bible, I'm assuming, yes. Reading about God and what he's like and what he does and how he acts and how he responds. And obviously you're using a language. I'm familiar with the Bible and that he was the creator, that he loves us, that he provides. You're talking about direction.
Yes.
You know, being able to rest means that I'm assuming you believe in a plan. There's a plan for individual people as well as the human race.
Yes.
So knowing him through that, but also use two other descriptions of how you can know God. You said through experiences and through people.
Yeah.
Talk about those a little bit.
I think I say experiences because, first I'll talk about people.
Okay.
Like I talked about trust in the bus driver or trusted in the pilot, right? It gives me an aspect of who he is and using that verbiage of trust, right? And experiences, so many different things happen in your life to reveal to you that there is a plan or there is a God, right? And so I've walked through so many things in my life where I knew, like even where I'm sitting now today, like my journey being from the Bahamas, like it just helps me to realize that there has to be a God, so through my life experiences, things that should have happened, things that did happen, right? Sometimes I even feel like, man, like I'm unworthy of all the good things that happened in my life because of who I am, we're flawed as people, I believe. And so all the different things that I've walked through in my life helped me to realize that there's a God. And through those different experiences, I come to know him, that he cares about me through the provision, through the protection, through the love, even through other people. And sometimes the way that other people treat me is a reflection of what he thinks about me.
Very interesting. You know, some would call that fate and some would call that coincidence. You call it God's provision and protection.
Yeah.
And, fascinating. And I wanted to get a sense for you because you embody, and everyone who knows you says this, oh, you got to know Tom. He's consistent. He's unnerved. He's unmoved by things that don't matter. His presence is powerful, kind. And they know you have a relationship with God. They talk about sometimes they say he's religious. Sometimes they'll say, yeah, he's got a great faith. They use different ways to describe you. But what you're describing to all of us, our listeners and viewers, is that You are just in a relationship with a God who you believe created you.
Yes.
Loves you, cares for you, provides for you, and protects you.
Absolutely.
You know, as we wrap up here, I'm curious, you know, I'll give you the final word, Tom. There are probably those who might be listening. Huh. Maybe they've never thought about God or faith or even trust in this sort of way in the spiritual realm. What would be your final word of encouragement to them? If they said to you, if someone said to you, well, I'm actually going to say it to you right now. If someone asked you the question, Tom, I'm intrigued. What's my first step in regards to, I would love to be able to trust God. I would love to be able to know what it means to trust in God and to be in a relationship with God. What would you say to them?
That's a great question. I think I would start based on what I believe to be true, right? I talked about spending time in the Word of God, the Bible, and the Bible reveals His character, His nature, His plan for humanity, all these different things. And so I would say start there. That's what I would say. Start there, you know, reading the scriptures, seeing His heart, seeing His intent, seeing His love, His purpose, and all these different things. And as you start there, then you begin to walk more and more. Then you begin, you know, because everybody wants to know, is there a plan for me? Am I loved? Right? Everybody wants to know that. And I believe that that's where you're supposed to start. And as you start there, once you see His character, once you see His nature, once you see who He is and that He cares for you individually, I believe that you can begin to trust Him.
So every journey begins with the first step.
Yes.
Including our spiritual journeys. So you're encouraging a first step.
Yes.
Pick up a Bible and begin to read a little bit and see what you might find.
Yes.
I love that practical step. Yeah. Tom, it was a pleasure having you back in the studio.
Thank you.
And I will look forward to being with you on this journey. Not only in basketball, though we want to win, right? But also in life. And it's good that we're friends. And I'm so glad you came to live in my town for at least this season, hopefully for many seasons, so we can continue to cultivate our friendship. But thanks for being an inspiration to me and so, so many people. We'll look forward to having you back sometime in the future.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks again for listening to Three Words Podcast. This particular episode was maybe a little deeper than maybe what you're accustomed to as we start talking about the spiritual dimension of a person's life. We don't take for granted that you trust us with your time as well as deeper thoughts about life. In fact, if you want to go deeper with DMB Coaching and with Three Words Podcast, you can actually go to our website, dmbcoaching.com/subscribe, where you can actually subscribe to our monthly digital newsletter. My good friend, Dr. Tyler Swans, is the editor of that newsletter. He writes great content. He pulls a lot of new insights and fresh ideas into one newsletter that you can actually grow from and learn from. And then continue to go deeper with us on your journey with Three Words Podcast. All that to say, until we see each other the next time, make it a great couple of weeks.